My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Your week off is that bad, huh?
Yeah, it was horrendous. It was absolutely horrendous. We concluded at the end of the week with Sarah going, that's why I told you not to take vacation. Because she works from home.
Uh-huh.
It was a mess every day because we were upstairs. She's downstairs working.
Yeah.
She's on conference calls. I tried to find something to do. We came down here to see you on Thursday.
Well, I didn't see you.
Me and Isabella, never happened. She's doing the terrible two meltdown mode thing. Mm. And it took way too long. It was a fiasco. And then we walked right by the station, saw Tim, our cohort over at the other station in the parking garage.
And Tim's
like, hey, you coming in? Nope, got to go.
And that was it.
He's like, why'd you come down here? I'm like, I have no idea. This was a stupid idea.
Your child's just never going to let me see them.
Each day was worse than the next.
I'm never going to get to see your children. That's going to be it. So you were happy that the vacation's over and you're back in work?
Honestly, yes.
Good. That's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. You should be dedicated to this craft of doing this show. That's the way it should work.
Well, I told Sarah, I said, next time I'm just driving to Chicago. She's like, well, why don't I get to go to Chicago? Like, because you're not on vacation.
Oh, that's great. Oh, that's good stuff. Well, I'm glad you had a good time when you were off.
You've done these staycations. I used to make fun of you. I never understood
them.
Why
would you make fun of me?
Because I didn't understand. I was like, why wouldn't Ken travel? Just go somewhere.
Go
now I understand it's not that easy.
No, it's not that easy. And there's nowhere I wanted to go before.
And then taking the kids. Yeah. With you just adds to it. They don't know it's a vacation.
Once they become ambulatory, then it's not a big deal. Like, you still got that little one there, and then you got Izzy, and she's two. Like, don't even talk to me until they're both in kindergarten, and then we can start to have these civil conversations again. Or at least you got one of them that's really, that can answer for the rest of them. Because now it's like, Jonah's in kindergarten, so nobody cares. Like, everybody's fine, and we can do whatever. And they're all boys, so I mean, it's different.
Yeah.
I don't have a girl, so I don't understand the rules of protection and things like that and having to take care of her because I got boys and they can run into anything and I don't care.
I just can't believe how long the days are. We're up at 5:30 and we are stuck with the... Why didn't you tell me the kids were a 24/7 experience?
Oh, yeah. That's a whole deal, man. That's a whole deal. You don't notice these things, and that's why we keep having children, is because you forget these things or why you were miserable in the first place, because you like to look those things up. So there you go. Coming up at 9:00, Rodney McLeod going to join us in studio here. We'll get you ready for week one with the Browns and the Dallas Cowboys. It feels like it's a bigger opener than it has been in years past. I don't feel the same type of energy from fans that I have in years past.
Okay, you picked up on that too.
Does that make any sense at all?
Yeah, that doesn't mean that people aren't excited. Obviously, come Thursday, Friday, especially Thursday night.
Are they going to be excited?
Well, I do think so, because Thursday night you got NFL football. You're going to see the Ravens. You're going to see the Chiefs. Everybody on Friday is going to be talking about that game. Then you're going to have another game on Friday. Everybody's going to descend to their high school football stadiums or whatever. You got college football on Saturday, and then it's here. And it's not just a run-of-the-mill 1:00. Every year, you can set your watch to those games every single year. This is different. It's the Cowboys.
I'm not picking up the excitement.
It's after 4 o'clock. Like, it's going to be Tom Brady on the call.
Yeah.
The nation is going to be watching you and the Cowboys.
I'm not hearing it from people. I'm not hearing it from the fans. And to sit there and to yell and scream and do all those things, it sounds like it feels like I'd be forcing it with the fans. It feels like they don't want it.
Well, they don't.
Where's the excitement?
They don't want to set the big expectations of Super Bowl or bust or that kind of thing.
Why? What's the matter with doing that? I already said it before. I mean, that's still the beauty of it. Like, yeah, everybody's nervous about how this thing's going to work out. I'm nervous as much as anybody. But that's still the beauty of finding out. Like I said last week, I got accused of making excuses for Deshaun Watson. I don't remember how. And, oh, it's because Spencer. No, it was Danny who said I might be nervous.
I heard a little bit of this. Yeah.
I said, I'm not afraid of anything. I've been through bad Brown seasons before. I'm not afraid of a bad Brown season. I'm afraid of Browns fans going through a bad Brown season when you still have so much left to go on that contract. Mm-hmm. Where we're still, I don't want to waste Myles Garrett's time. I don't want to waste a year with him or with Denzel or with any one of those other guys. It doesn't mean I'm afraid of it. And I think a lot of people are kind of afraid of what's to come with this football team.
I mean, the afraid thing.
I'm not
thing,
picking up the excitement the way that I have in years past with people.
I'm in agreement with you that it does seem a little muted for many of the reasons that we have talked about.
Muted. It seems definitely quiet out there.
That's probably fair. The good news is, though, I mean, it'll take one touchdown drive against the Cowboys.
I hope so.
And that stadium will be on fire.
I would imagine so. I would guess. But I still don't. I still got to hear that. Why isn't there excitement to lead up to that moment, though? I mean, we are talking about football here. It's our favorite sport in the region, right?
Yeah, well, it's got to be weird.
It is the Browns.
First of all, until we had to track down, we got the Shannon Sharp audio. But until that audio where he picks the Cleveland Browns to go toe-to-toe with the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship game, outside of that, the Browns don't even get mentioned. Nobody seems to pick them to win the division.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Deshaun Watson in the quarterback rankings of the tiers, a total afterthought, to the point where we're not even talking about pressure with him the same way we are Aaron Rodgers. Like, it's just like, oh yeah, yeah, Deshaun Watson's not really going to figure in prominently to any of these conversations. So I think the daily drumbeat of that over a very long NFL offseason, you know, does have people wondering, well, what is this? What kind of team is this? When we know they're talented, we know they are locked in at a lot of positions.
People might be getting tired of hearing that. I think they probably are tired of hearing that they're talented.
Because what doesn't get you anything.
But man, like I have to feel, and I'm not trying to put it all on Deshaun Watson. I feel that if they would have seen him once during the preseason, he would have looked good. Maybe we'd have a little bit more people talking tough here. But I'm just not getting it, man. I'm not getting it from the sides I thought I would get it from. I thought there'd be people getting in today saying Super Bowl, Super Browns. I'm not getting any of that. I think it's very much show me. I hate that it's true. I'm not going to blame people for being themselves. I'm not going to blame them for being honest with me. But it doesn't feel like the same type of zeal, even for a Tuesday. I know we're still a ways away. Doesn't feel like the same sort of zeal that we've had in years past with folks.
Well,
that the season started and away we go.
Well, which I brought up The game after we got knocked out of the playoffs in a very, very close game with Kansas City, and we come back, and the NFL schedule makers, they say, you know what? This could be the future of the AFC, the Chiefs and the Browns. Patrick Mahomes, Baker Mayfield. They matched you up again right after that.
But
it was on the road, but fans were pumped for that game.
You remember why it's forgotten, though? Because the next week, Baker hurt himself. And it was all... The wheels started coming off at that moment.
It did. Right?
Yeah. Well, that was
we're in hindsight mode now, but
yeah. Well, that part sucked, but you're right about that.
That's why it's hard to remember that was such an anticipated game. Right, the Panthers thing. But this is a starting quarterback. There was Brissett was the starting quarterback against the Panthers, right?
Yes.
Where's the hype around Jacoby Brissett when you know that he's got 11 games or 10 games or whatever?
Well, it's funny, though.
It was still beating Baker, though. That's what it's
still. Flacco, let's just say we live in some weird alternative universe, and Joe Flacco's your starting quarterback this weekend, coming off the playoff run at the end of last year.
I feel very nervous about the future. I feel very nervous. I would not like that.
Do you think the city would
be playing the song nonstop?
Do you think so?
Yes, we would.
Even after...
He's right.
Yes. Wow. Wait,
he's right.
After the two pick sixes?
Yes.
Because the two pick sixes would be forgotten for the five wins.
I'd be very nervous.
Or
I'd be
four wins or whatever.
I would be doing that thing.
I can't believe that.
I'd be doing that thing where I pussyfoot around and go, you know, I don't want to be a bad guy. I don't want to tell anybody the bad news. Like, I'd couch it as much as I could, have my nice bedside manner about the two picks, and go, you know, is he going to turn into a pumpkin? Is it one of those things? Owen's right. Owen is absolutely right. They'd be calling for it nonstop.
I want to revisit that.
They'd be calling for the Michael Stanley. They'd be calling for all of it.
I want to revisit that in a second.
You know the truth.
I am fascinated by that. But get to the phone,
sir. All right, Will, you're next up on the fan. Hello, Will.
Hello, Super Bowl, Super Brown.
No, you don't mean it. You don't mean it, Will. You didn't even get excited. This isn't married sex.
Hold on, try it again.
You're supposed to mean it.
Will, you know how to do it. That's not how you do it. Okay. Try it again here.
Super Bowl!
Super Browns! He's still trailed off at the end.
Oh, now you guys are being ridiculous.
Do you believe what you're saying, Will?
You got to do it one more time. I got to no trail off at
here
the
go,
end.
Here we
don't,
go.
You do it full-throated.
Right. Because if you do it right, okay, you get the music.
All right. All right, ready? Here we go.
Super Bowl! Super Browns! There we go. That's a
Does
little
that
bit
do
better.
It?
Yes. Will, thank you.
There you go, Will. About time.
Very few of them, man.
8:35.
Very few of them.
Here we go. Took long enough.
Very few of them.
They should have been there at 6. You're right.
It's not my fault.
They should have been ready to go, especially after Guardians had a nice weekend.
216-474-0092. Are you looking forward to the season already? We got a football player, the current Cleveland Browns, coming in studio at 9 o'clock.
What do you want
He's
him?
He's driving in right now.
What
he
do you
wants
want
to
him
you.
To hear?
Are we going to...
Well, I'm not sure about the cornerback. I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about that.
Or are you guys going to whoop it up? You only got 17 of these
You've made
things,
it through the abyss of what was the longest offseason ever,
right? Yeah, we can be honest.
We're on the other side now.
We can be honest. Training camp sucked. It was a total loser for Browns fans this year.
We're on the other side
fun.
Now.
Maybe that doesn't matter, Kevin Stefanski. Maybe they're sitting there getting better every day. I don't know. But for fans, it sucked. Well, guess what? You have real football. You have NFL football starting the day after tomorrow in a game you can catch right here on Sports Radio.
92.3 The Fan.
Your home of NFL football and Cleveland Browns football.
Your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football, 92.3 The Fan. 216-474-0092. Are you getting excited finally for the season to start? I'm just going to fart in its general direction. Coming up at 9, Rod McLeod. I want to ask you guys that question.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality.
You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.